Now they're going to start. You please ask.
Well, I have a lot of questions. I've got notes of them here, which I will consult, if I may, from time to time.
I think you'll have to speak a little louder.
All right. I'll just start with one that interests me, and we'll see where we go, because there's a lot that I would like to ask. It's about the word experience, which you sometimes use in your writings, as representing something which you think we should in some sense overcome, and you seem to connect the idea of experience with the notion of preconceived attitudes or dogmas or beliefs which impede a kind of being which you would connect with a creative present existence. Now, I don't entirely understand this. It seems to me that it just would be impossible entirely to
wipe out experience,
to discount or escape from experience. But I'd like just to stick to the term experience, because it's such a very perhaps there's a particular sense you want to attach to it. It's such a very general word. It seems to describe the continuity of consciousness,
yes,
which is simply characteristic of being human. But perhaps you could say something about that.
I don't know quite what you mean by experience. One can experience what one desires.
You mean imagining it?
Yes. And also one can experience according to your conditioning, if I may.